Going to bring in Adam Pengelly now from the Sydney Morning Herald racing and sport writer. Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Ryan, Jamie, Mossy.
Good morning. To talk to you. And just on that point, obviously you will get deeper into Willie Pike and what it means with being ratified with a licence and all of that sort of thing. But the testing procedures in New South Wales are obviously different with racing to WA and a lot of Australia with their protocols. And then I guess the next part to that is obviously Peter Volandis presides over both Racing New South Wales and the NRL. And there's a bit of difference in, I guess, the way rugby league is approaching things as opposed to racing as well.
Yeah, they're probably fairly similar, to be fair, right?
Are they? Okay.
Given that rugby league is still going to have unvaccinated players probably playing in the competition this year. Now, the different state governments have made various rules to access the stadiums and whatnot. So that's why I've got the issue with Nelson Asofa-Solomona in Melbourne, because the Victorian government has mandated anyone who's entered a training facility or a stadium down there in Victoria must be fully vaccinated. Anastasia Palaszczuk up there in Queensland has done something similar. So if you want to play at Suncorp Stadium or up there in Townsville or the Gold Coast, you need to be fully vaccinated. But as it stands at the moment in New South Wales, you don't need to be fully vaccinated to play at any of the stadiums in New South Wales. Now, that could change, obviously. So there's probably a fair few similarities between racing and rugby league at the moment. As you mentioned, that testing procedure that racing has got at the moment, all the jockeys have to take these rapid tests by themselves at home each day before they head to the races, try and head off any issues. And they've got to report those results to stewards every race morning. And that's the way they're trying to, I suppose, keep a clean slate, so to speak, in regards to COVID. So, yeah, fascinating, fascinating setup at the moment.
Adam, Animo was one of the headline acts at Rose Hill Trials on Monday morning. Is he looking likely to return next week?
Yeah, it looks like at this stage, Jamie, he'll be returning in the Group 2 Expressway Stakes. He was good at the trials, wasn't he? We chatted about him earlier this week, and obviously the Cox Plate runner-up from last campaign. So he's probably kicking off maybe a little bit earlier than what I might have expected, but I think they're going to target the Randwick Guineas to be his primary aim, at least in the short term, this autumn campaign. He looks like he'll come back well from that trial. So he'll be a little bit underdone, obviously, for that Expressway Stakes. When he gets to a mile and 2,000 metres, he'll be much more in his wheelhouse. I'd love to see him progress to a Queensland Stakes at some stage later this campaign, and maybe take on a very elegant, if we can see a great match up there. And then obviously got the option of maybe taking him across to Europe to Royal Ascot later in the year. So from what we're seeing so far, he's come back well, and obviously going to be the star three-year-old of the autumn.
Adam, Debbie Weymouth had a bad fall at the Victorian Picnic Races. How's she doing?
Yeah, she's going okay, Mossy. This was really concerning news down there in Victoria on the weekend. She's probably one of the oldest and most liked jockeys in Australian racing. She's 66 years old, had a bad fall riding one of her daughter Beck's horses there at Willamai on the weekend. She's been placed in an induced coma, has got about 9 broken ribs, having a few breathing difficulties as well. But it appears at this stage, according to her family, she's slowly on the mend. Probably going to have further surgery on Friday, a little bit later this week. But she's got a long road to recovery in front of her. But this stage, the news is positive. Could have been far, far worse.
So, Adam, just as we finish with you, what happens next with Willie Pike? What's the procedure? What do you think is going to be the reaction?
Yeah, that's a very fascinating point, Ryan. I suppose from a racing and a punter's point of view, I'm very keen to see how he measures up here in Sydney. You guys just mentioned and ran through the list of the outstanding jockeys we've got here in Sydney. It's not going to be easy for him to get a toehold in the riding ranks here. You have to do a lot of hard yards to try and pick up some decent rides. The one positive he's got is that he rides very light. This time of year, heading towards the autumn carnival, that your races like your Doncaster and your Sydney Cups, our big handicaps, they're going to be right in his wheelhouse, aren't they? Because he can ride right down 51, 52 kilos. He'll pick up plenty of rides in those. But trying to displace the McDonald's and the Berries and the Bowmans of this world on some of the rides to the biggest stable is going to be very, very, very difficult for him. The other point I wanted to make this morning, just quickly, Ryan, is I don't know what the reaction is going to be from a lot of different people when he comes across to New South Wales here, because I know for a fact there was a couple of jockeys around late October, November in New South Wales who were very vaccine hesitant, didn't want to take the vaccine, and they were virtually stood down. They were told they couldn't keep riding, they lost rides because of the mandate thing from the government at the time, and they went out and got the vaccine to continue riding. Now, of course, the rules have changed in the last couple of months with the New South Wales government letting unvaccinated people circulate in the community. So I don't know how those jockeys feel. How do they feel, Ryan, given the fact they didn't want to take the vaccine? They had to take it to try and keep riding. And now they see Willie Pike swanning into town now as his headline act. So it'll be interesting to see what it's like when he gets into the jockey's room in Sydney, what the reaction is from people around him. We've had multiple jockeys in Sydney go down with COVID in the last month or two, I reckon 6 to 8 at least. So when they see an unvaccinated bloke walk into the room, I don't know what it's going to be like. It's going to be fascinating. Oh, the other thing I want to make, Ryan, just the other point I want to make very quickly is he had some comments in the Herald today saying he had a bad reaction to a flu shot, which is why he's sort of formed the stance he has. I don't know why he couldn't have said that a few weeks ago when all the hullabaloo was being created. He did this bizarre interview with his independent sort of freedom media organisation where he didn't go into it. Why didn't he say it before?
Yeah, I felt like it was trying to put the genie back in the bottle a little bit, wasn't it, with that comment. So just in surmising, Adam, let's put public and professional sentiment to one side on Willie being here. You don't see any banana skins whatsoever in the process of him getting licence and him riding in New South Wales. It will happen.
I can't see it at this stage, Ryan, to be fair. I think Peter Vellini and Mark Van Gestel and Racing New South Wales would have talked about it at length in the last week or so. They've made every indication that they'll grant him a licence. But if the rules change from New South Wales government, obviously they can change as well, and that might be the end of his time here in Sydney. But as it stands at the moment, I think he'll be licensed in New South Wales.
Okay. Adam Pengelly joining us this morning. Great to talk to you as always, mate. And once again, thanks for your terrific contribution to the show this week.
Thanks, guys. And I enjoyed the alarm not going off at 3:40 this morning.
I bet you did. I'm sure you're bright-eyed this morning and you're up and about, are you?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. The alarm went off a lot later this morning. So, yeah, looking forward to a big day.